The working title in English now is Point de Gaz, or Point of Gaze. And there are two mottos, one from the studies of on hysteria. We have nothing new to say on the questions of the origin of these dispositional hypnoid states. They often, it would seem, grow out of the daydreams, which are so common even in healthy people, and to which needlework and similar occupations render women especially prone. And the second is from Georges Arthur Goldschmidt, who is a French translator and writer, and wrote a beautiful book about Freud in the German language. And he writes, "This movement of ebb and flow, the back and forth, the two-act rhythm, is actually the basis of the German language." Bei der Ockyspitze oder Augenspitze wickelt man den Faden auf ein Schiffchen, welches zwischen Fingern hin und her, welches auf und ab, sodass ring- und bogenförmige Figuren, auch Augen, Schlaufen, verbunden und untereinander zu größeren Formen wie Wellenkämme, Augenblicke, in die Kerze schauen, straight into the flame. Deckchen aus Ringen und Bogen für Anfänger, vierte Runde, erster Ring, 12×12, erster Bogen, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3. The Tatting Shuttle oder Schiffchen der Augenspitze ist daumengroß und ähnelt einer kleinen Scheide, mon Dieu, ein Ockyfötzchen. Kann ich damit? Damit kann ich zwar nicht hüpfen, aber Knötchen knüpfen, als Dame der Oberen, bei Tages- oder Kerzenlicht, und zöge nach den Belgern Fäden aus dem Scheidenschiffchen, spulen sich die Garne oder gerne nach gewissen Mustern, verschlungene oder gestundete zarte Gewebe. So with tatting oder Augenspitzen, a thread is wound around a shuttle, which back and forth between fingers, which through and through, until ring and chain-shaped figures, as well as eyes, looped and linked into larger shapes, like crests of waves, wings, staring at the candle, straight in die Flamme. Das Schiffchen der Augenspitze, or tatting shuttle, is as big as a thumb and resembles a small slit. Mon Dieu, a tatting pussy. Can I with that? With that I can. Certainly not frisk, but weave little knots as a lady of the upper by day or candle, and would pull after breads all those threads from my slit shuttle, yarns unravel, or a yearning to follow a certain pattern, interlaced or deferred, tender and slender tissue, autosuggestion. Hat man auch vermutet, etc. Unclear is the root of the word tatting, for making lace by looping a thread of cotton or linen by means of a hand shuttle. She says actually tatters means shreds with Scandinavian origins, but man hat auch vermutet, etc. While we were placed around her lace, we, the woman, tattled and gossiped, but the origin is not very. In anderen Worten, pine pattern collar in tatting is a name for a lace, a moving face made by me or means of repeating holes, or öffnen und schließen, niemals müder münde. We, the woman, tattled, the shuttles rattled, their teeth, what did they tattle about, what did they need, und so weiter. Maybe she wants to say there are two ways parting from the old German word dattern or tattern. One to the chattering geese, two to the shivering, i.e. quivering, i.e. quieter dotards, and how between both a little tatting shuttle, spinning its links, is throwing its strings, such slender connected tissues, and it caught something, caught a quivering, brought it to the chattering geese, looped it around the tattering woman. One more knot, sagte zitternde Frau. And then, without a sound, I've got my sorrows in a hole, and on her every word, bound.